The flag bearer of the new Patriotic Party, NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has challenged the media to uphold the tenets of the profession in the highest esteem, saying practitioners cannot afford to lower the standards set. He said the media cannot renege on its responsibility of championing development because it is a duty they owe to the citizenry. Nana Akufo-Addo made the observation when he interacted with the media at his NEMA residence in Accra. He used the occasion to thank the media for their role in deepening Ghana's democracy, further urging journalists to build on the gains made so far. We bring you excerpts of Nana Akufo-Addo's speech.
We don't want to go back to the days when people express themselves and then there is a knock on their door for them to come and explain to one or other state security officer why they are running. People have a problem with information that has been put out. The solution is very simple. Put out the correct information. That should be the solution. The solution cannot be calling them and subjecting them to interrogation and to... What has happened? My plea is that the Ghanaian media continues down the path that it has done in these last 10, 15 years. The path of media freedom and putting out as vigorously as possible the various views that has to be put out on matters of national interest in our country. It is vital to the development of our country that that should be the case. If you are in the public space, you have to be prepared to take a lot of slings and arrows. So I'm not particularly concerned about it. But what concerns me, and which I consider still very, very important, is that all of us agree that the right to expression should be as unfettered as possible. Subject, of course, of laws of libel and defamation and the rest. But more important than leadership is a recognition by all of us that the way we can develop our country in security and successfully is to make sure that the institutions of our state work according to the way they're meant to work. Journalists do their work properly, judges do their work properly, legislators do their work properly. As all the various estates of our country are doing their work as they are envisaged to do under our constitution and in the culture of our country, that is the way that we will make progress. And the progress that will guarantee our security, our personal freedoms, as well as our economic progress.